I'm David Schreiner Kahn, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Alexander Hamilton Dunlop. Alexander is a professional life coach. He leverages the mathematical model of the playing cards to provide clarity and guidance. He helps forward-thinking business owners get game-changing results. Alexander himself is a successful entrepreneur, having launched a holistic health center in New York City. He's also worked as a minister and been trained as a Roman Catholic priest. Alexander was initiated as a Swami while living in India and has apprenticed in the shamanic traditions. Alexander is a Harvard graduate and former Wall Street consultant. Alexander, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you on.
David, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I wondered if we could start by you talking a little bit about your journey and in particular, why you pursued the path that you did, because I know it's a really interesting journey.
Well, sure. It has, for me, been kind of a dual-track journey. And starting at age 17, I was raised nominally Catholic, but starting at age 17, on a retreat led by my high school my senior year, having a spiritual experience and a kind of a spiritual awakening in that retreat and realizing that there was something real or something true behind all of the dogma that I had heard growing up. And it was a transformational experience that set me on a quest, as it were, to understand whatever that was that had touched me and had that, you know, tangible encounter that I had had. But meanwhile, you know, so that was the spiritual component and this deep transformation. But meanwhile, going through my life, I was accepted to Harvard as an undergrad, and I was studying philosophy there. And then also on the spiritual pathway, I was leading prayer groups and Bible studies as an undergraduate. But meanwhile, in philosophy, reading about how God is dead. So it was a bit of a juxtaposition there. And I wanted to be a priest of some kind. I thought I might be a Roman Catholic priest. I went to the Jesuit seminary and realized for many reasons that I did not want to do that. So I took a right turn and leveraged my undergraduate diploma, and I came and worked as a consultant on Wall Street and did that for a few years. And we got bought by a software company, and then I was a director of marketing and sales for a software company. But still, this undercurrent of my spiritual journey and this spiritual quest that I felt like I was on. And so while I was working in my corporate job, I was going out to raves and going clubbing in the evenings and on weekends and kind of exploring through psychedelics, exploring in that way my spiritual side and continuing my spiritual journey in that way. And then my, you know, new chapter of my life, I went to India after my corporate days. Was living in ashrams, as you mentioned in my bio, and I was meditating 8 hours a day. I took initiation as a Swami, and something really shifted for me there. And I came back, and I wanted to do something really different and that really radically expressed what I felt like I had realized, and I wanted to help people. And that had always been an undercurrent of what I was doing. I started a holistic health center, and we did really well, and we were teaching people detoxing and cleansing and how to be more in tune with themselves. And at the same time, I was apprenticing in the shamanic traditions and learning in that way. So I was running this business, but also studying, again, studying spirituality and starting to blend them together in a way of my blending the spirituality together with the business interests. And it was around that time, my business partner at the time, now my ex-wife, and we were going our separate ways, I went out to a party in Brooklyn, and it was there that someone first showed me the real meaning of the playing cards and how we can use the playing cards as a mathematical tool to help us understand our lives. And it was really quite shocking for me. It was big transformational experience again in my life to realize that what I'd been searching for, the answers I was looking for, could all be found in a deck of playing cards. And then from there, I started my own professional life coaching practice to guide people, giving them clarity using the deck of playing cards. as a toolkit to help develop our emotional intelligence, to develop our leadership qualities, to put us on the right track for success in all areas of our lives. And most of my clients have been entrepreneurs, people who are looking for clear guidance and direction to get their objectives. So that's a little bit about me, my background, and how I got to where I am right now.
Alexander, do you find that there is a conflict between spirituality and business, or do you find that they somehow, that there's synergy between them?
Well, I have found the synergy, but it took me quite a while, and that's what I'm alluding to. There was this dual track for a long time where I did not know how to synergize them, and I have found that understanding our purpose, understanding what we really want to do in life, which is our spirituality, which is like understanding our authentic essence, what makes us really tick, that's the driving force of successful business. And I feel like, and you would know this, I'm sure, too, that people are waking up to the realization that, wow, if I'm going to work so hard, I would rather work for something I really care about. I would rather do something that's meaningful for me, something that I value. And so I've noticed that people in general are waking up to the synergy between spirituality and business, that we want to do something that's meaningful for us. And so that's the nexus point where I do my work, is I help people pull out of themselves their genius, the hidden personal assets that may have been there all along but were latent and not fully acknowledged, to help them leverage those to be successful in their business.
Yeah, I agree. I think that understanding what it is that is your spiritual side is actually really important to be able to be successful in business. So I wonder, actually, can you talk a little bit about emotional intelligence? Like, how would you define it, and why do you think it's important?
Sure. Well, emotional intelligence is the ability to discriminate emotions effectively. So to know what it is that we're feeling at any one time, and then to use that emotional information to guide our thinking and behavior. And this is the standard definition of it. So what's different about that is that we're using the emotional information to guide our thinking and behavior. And that's different than a more traditional model, which would say we're going to keep emotions out of the equation. We're going to make a strict calculus. Maybe what are the pros and cons, or just what's the rational decision point, leaving emotions out of it. And what I'm finding, and I think a lot of the market research is showing this, is that the emotional component is actually the key piece. And Daniel Goleman's work on emotional intelligence showing that EQ, or emotional intelligence, is actually more correlated, more indicative of success in the business world than IQ is. So the greater we are at discriminating emotions, understanding emotions, and then using our emotions to guide thinking and behavior, the more likely we'll be successful, actually.
So how can those of us who are business leaders mm-hmm. get more in tune with our emotional intelligence and understand that side of us that is really going to drive our business success?
Well, that's a great question, and there's a long answer, of course. The short answer is knowing ourselves. This is the Socratic injunction to know thyself, is knowing who we are. And again, that comes back to the spiritual development that we've been referring to, and this is in a really broad non-denominational sense of spirituality, but understanding who we are, so understanding our own strengths and weaknesses. The weaknesses we tend to want to ignore or avoid, but if we know what we're weak at, that's where we know to ask for help. And that's very important, to know where we need extra assistance, or where we need a team or a partner, or even just an assistant who can help us in those areas. And I know that's a lot of the work that you do with your clients, is helping them admit their pain points or admit their weak points. So that's a big component of emotional intelligence, is just being able to admit where we need help, but then also being able to see exactly what we're good at so that we can leverage our personal assets and really build on that. And what I've seen over and over again is that people are not quite sure what they're really good at. They may have some inkling, and they may have been told, and there may be some social reinforcement, but they're often surprised to find out what they're really good at, and that's where my work comes in, using the deck of playing cards, is helping people, a la the Pro-D or DISC or Myers-Briggs, a la these personality inventories, helping people see clearly what they're really gifted to do, but using a mathematical model that doesn't rely on self-report. So we can see with mathematical precision what someone is really gifted to do and then help them to leverage that.
So talk to me a little bit about this mathematical precision and in particular the playing cards and how that ties into this.
Yeah, sure. Well, so as I said, I use the deck of cards as the toolkit, as the diagnostic tool. And so the playing cards is the oldest life coaching tool we know. It's an ancient book that's been masquerading in plain sight all this time. The simple mathematics of it are there are 52 cards in the deck, and there are 52 weeks in the year. There are 13 cards in each suit. There are 13 weeks in each season. And I skipped that there are 4 suits and 4 seasons. So we add up the numbers of each of the cards. You have the ace is worth 1. Then you have the 2 through the 10, the jack, queen, king is 11, 12, 13. So we add up all these numbers, 1 plus 2, all the way up of all the 52 cards, and we get 364. So all 52 cards add up to 364. The joker is the 53rd card, and his number value is 1 and 1 fourth. And when we put him back, we get 365 and a quarter. The joker is like the leap year. So we have this mathematical model that depicts the Earth going around the Sun, and we don't really know how old it is. In this same model, based just on numbers, we can read what our 13 cards are. And so there's a strong overlap with numerology and with astrology, because we're using the date of birth as the way to calculate what the 13 cards are. And based on the numbers of the date of birth, we get a spit out or a mathematical readout of the 13 cards that were dealt, and we don't change those. It is what it is. But we do change how we're going to play them, and that's where we have the free will to choose how to play our cards, which is the expressions that we have in our vocabulary to play our cards right, like this. So what I do is I help people see what those cards are. We do a mathematical printout, and I show them, these are your cards to play. Here's what they mean. So here's your gifts and your challenges that you want to overcome, and here's how you can overcome your challenges. Here's some of your weak points, and et cetera, et cetera. And so we go through it, and I show them what their opportunities are and what their pathway is based on this model.
Interesting. And when you go through this with individuals, mm-hmm. what kinds of results do you typically see?
Typically transformational results. In all honesty, which is kind of difficult for me to toot my own horn. I'm very British in that way, having grown up in England. But I do see transformational results. If nothing else, what people tell me is the simple clarity to see, oh, that's my gift. Okay, that's my weakness. That's where I may need to ask for help. And, oh, yeah, that's the part of me that I'm afraid of. And, oh, yeah, this is the part of me where I'm learning lessons. And so they start to kind of piece it together, because we can relate to the actual experiences in our life from the model. We can see from the model how it's being played out, and so we get the clarity. It's like reading a book. I mean, this, as I said, it is an ancient book. It's a book without a binding, this deck of cards. And we know it's ancient. We don't know how old it is. But in ancient times, it didn't have to have a binding to be called a book, like books of the Bible were written on scrolls, they were still called books. So this unbound book was known as a book in ancient esoteric spiritual societies. It was known as the Book of Life. It's a little book of our life on Earth. So we're reading the patterns and the numbers and the symbols from this book to give us the clarity of the underlying patterns of our life. It's like understanding the mathematical frequencies or the mathematical patterning of our life. And so what people tell me is it provides tremendous clarity to see it really, really written on paper. and to see it in front of their eyes, like, oh yeah, that's the pattern right there. That's the pattern that I've been trying to put my finger on, this recurring pattern that keeps happening every time I do X, Y, or Z. There's this recurring pattern, and oh, now I see it. So if anything, that's liberating in and of itself. But then on top of that, we put the coaching work to actually strategically start implementing their patterning, or start playing their cards right. And then that really, that's where the rubber hits the road of putting it into practice.
And one of the areas that we work with is businesses that have been successful, but then they keep hitting roadblocks. And one of the challenges to smash through a plateau when you're in that situation hitting roadblocks is there are some critical shift points that businesses often need to make when they've plateaued. And I'm wondering if you have observed, or maybe want to talk about one or two examples from your work of businesses that have been that have reached that kind of plateau, and what kinds of shifts you have seen them make as a result of the understanding of their emotional intelligence or their spiritual purpose that then leads them to suddenly make a really powerful shift.
Sure. I'll give you two examples from two basic different kinds of clients who I work with. One kind of client I work with is someone who is what you're saying. They're at a plateau in their business. The other kind of client that I typically work with is someone who's reached a plateau and is looking to change. So in the first example, typically what the languaging is this is the business owner talking. I'm caught in a busy vortex. I'm spinning around. I'm working so hard. I'm exhausted and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not seeing the results that I want. And what I'm able to show them is, again, these are the patterns. So it relieves a lot of mental exhaustion. And you may know this from yourself in dealing with clients. There's a lot of wasted energy or lost energy just in trying to figure out what the problem is. And so for me, what I've seen is just giving them the lens to see clearly. And this is what I often hear from my clients, is that I'm like the optometrist who gives them new glasses to see, and then they can see more clearly what's going on. And that clarity provides a peace of mind, which then provides better quality choices and decisions that becomes more effortless. And this is what I like to say, and what at best it works out this way with my clients, is that it becomes effortless. They're not trying harder. They're actually working less, but they're working smarter and more, with more clarity about what exactly is going on, so they can make more informed decisions, right? And the other case, with the second example, it's somebody who wants to change career, and then we're really digging deep to show them, no, this is what you're gifted to do. This is your purpose. These are your strengths. These are your assets. You really can start that business that you've been wanting to start for the last 10 years. You really do have what it takes to succeed, and here's why. Here's your gifts and strengths. So those are the two basic examples. But I guess in both cases, it's really about providing greater clarity that then informs their decision-making.
And I'm sure the clarity reduces the stress.
Absolutely. And that's just it, that then there's less mental exhaustion, less taxation, they sleep better, right? They know what they're doing, and they can wake up in the morning knowing, okay, this is what I'm going to do today, here's my clarity, and these are my objectives, and so they see much better results from that.
Alexander, what do you think are some of the hardest tasks for us to accomplish as business leaders?
That's a really good question. We could talk about that one all day. That's a great question.
The other thing about it is, I find that those of us who are entrepreneurs are often much harder on ourselves than other people are in judging us, and that also gets us into that vortex you were describing.
I mean, if I'm going to speak personally, what's one of the hardest things for me, it really is taking good care of myself, making sure I get to bed early, making sure I eat well, exercise, go for a walk, take breaks. That for me has been a foundational point of my own nutrition, my own well-being, because I'm not much good to anyone if I'm not really solidly rooted in my own health and well-being. That's a big challenge for me, and I know it's true in general for business leaders. One of my biggest challenges was getting my own clarity. You know, as I've done many different things in my life and tried many different routes and jobs and career potentials, and so having the clarity that I found from the same deck of cards, because when I found it, I was clear, oh, this is what I'm here to do. Let me start a professional practice to do exactly what's outlined for me in my cards to play. So it gave me clarity as well to then start doing what I love to do. So those are two big challenges for me, is my own health and well-being and my own clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose, too, it's also personal growth. For me, again, it's about my own ongoing evolution and growth and development to put myself in a place where I can offer something back to my clients. I find that as my business grows, I'm taking on higher and higher level clients, and people climb to the top of their field because they have a degree, in my experience, in my opinion, they have a degree of potency and power and inner drive and authority, that if I want to match that and if I want to be at that level, then it's about my own personal growth and personal development as well.
Right. It's sort of like when you're on an airplane, they tell you need to put if you need oxygen, you have to put the mask on yourself first before you can help anybody else.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm often telling my clients that.
Right. Well, you know, it's always easy for us to tell our clients something, but to do it ourselves, often it's at least as big a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. It's true. There's an irony there, and I catch myself often like, oh, yeah, I need to go and take time and do my yoga practice, or I need to make sure I'm back on my diet that I know really works for me. Yeah.
Alexander, what have you found have been some of your greatest successes in your career?
Well, I've had many, from many different points along the journey, from my Wall Street career to being director of marketing and sales. I had many different successes. I suppose now what I love more than anything in my current career, which is what I plan to be doing for a long time because I love doing it, is I love that spark of breakthrough. That to me is the biggest joy and motivation and satisfaction to do this work, is when I see someone have that. I can visibly actually see them have the shift, that aha moment when their eyes brighten and their whole body language shifts. They have that breakthrough. That to me is the biggest reward and the biggest success, because I see that it actually works and makes a big difference for them.
And I'm sure that the results of the actions that somebody takes after having that that breakthrough can be really phenomenal.
Absolutely, and also, and again, really rewarding and satisfying. And I often hear from people afterwards, wow, you're never going to believe this, but I did X, Y, and Z, or I did that, and my business grew 30%, and I closed that big deal, and I saved my marriage, and I won my big court case, and all kinds of results that happen. And it has really led me to believe that we do and we can shift these things within ourselves that change, like, the whole kaleidoscope of our life when we change one pattern within ourselves. By bringing more clarity to something that was unconscious, we shift the whole kaleidoscope of our experience. And I've seen people get this whole ripple effect of results in their life as a result.
That's great. Alexander, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about who some of your influencers have been as you've moved forward in your career.
Well, that's another great question. There have been so many people, from the intellectual influences I'll talk about, the woman who I started the Holistic Health Center with. She was like my first health coach in a way. When I did not know how to eat healthy, I didn't even know what the word gluten meant. And don't come to find out I was gluten intolerant. And that was the reason why I had such low energy and was really struggling to get out of bed in the morning and be motivated to do my work. I didn't know even how to be healthy. And she and I started the Holistic Center together. And her name is Arul Goldman. And the center is Sanavita, and it's still there in Manhattan. And she still helps people doing detox and cleanse and adjusting the diet and the lifestyle to be more in touch with who we are and to then have greater results and greater productivity. So that's been a big influence for me, is getting my diet right. And I was always an athlete growing up, so it was a big surprise for me to realize that I was so out of touch with what my body really needed in order to be strong and vibrant and healthy. Because I couldn't really produce the results that I wanted if I was tired and lethargic all the time.
Well, which speaks to why it's so important for every element of our life to be in alignment.
Totally, totally. And as I've studied some of the people like Tony Robbins or Brendon Burchard, these kind of so-called leaders in the self-help field, they emphasize really strongly the diet and the lifestyle as the key component that is kind of the foundation for our high performance, for our success from peak performance like this. And I found that to be absolutely true in my own life.
Yeah, I actually find the same thing is true with a lot of the people that I interview for this podcast, that they are very structured and rigorous about making sure that all the different elements of their life are in balance, and that they devote time to make sure that the various elements are working well: physical health, spiritual health, nourishment, learning, as well as the core parts of whatever their business is.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Because again, if we don't have that personal foundation, especially as business owners, because as you know, we are our business. And so what we bring to the table for our business, that's what our business has or doesn't have.
Exactly. So speaking of business, Alexander, what are you working on now?
What I'm working on now is written reports on the meaning of the 13 cards for each potential life path, because there's all the different combinations of 13 cards that we could have depending on our date of birth. And I'm really excited to be creating this. It's like creating ebooks, and I'm creating coaching videos for each series, so that people, if they want to know their 13 cards, they can download that from my website and then read about it and then have that same clarity and breakthrough that previously was only available if people came to me for one-on-one coaching. But I want to create this to spread the message, so to speak, to get it out for more people, because it has been so transformational for me. And it's a little crazy for me, in a sense that I'm doing what gypsies used to do for a living. I'm still sinking into that. And when I first told my family this is what I wanted to do 5 years ago, they thought I was crazy, that I was going to be showing people what's in the cards for them or bringing forth this knowledge to help people. But it's starting to really pay dividends, and people are really realizing the value of it. And here I am talking to you, and we're talking about playing cards in a business podcast. But this is what I'm excited about, is getting this knowledge out, having people be able to read about their 13 cards, and they can download those reports.
That's very exciting. So we're looking forward to hearing more about that. Alexander, who do you know personally who is doing really remarkable work?
Wow, many people. That's a great question. Someone who I often refer people to, as a business owner, and I'm in the business of spiritual growth and spiritual development. So I guess there's two people that come to mind right away who I'm often referring my clients to. And one of them is my business partner, Vicky Scuderi. She does energy healing work. If people are unable to, for whatever reason, shift their lives simply through the coaching that I give them, if there's a deeper emotional energetic block, I'm often referring people to her to help energetically shift that. And it's like a Reiki energy practice. And then the other person that comes to mind is my friend Eric Levinson. I'm often referring people to him for more nutritional support. He's a naturopathic medical practitioner. And so using kinesiology to help diagnose where people may need supplements or how to change their diet, these things that I've talked about that have been so valuable for me, he's a great resource. I'm often referring people to him.
That's great. Alexander, can you tell listeners how they can learn more about you?
Sure. So I have my website is alexanderhamiltondunlop.com. You can go there. I've also started a nonprofit foundation called the Center of Spiritual Nutrition, and that's at spiritualnutrition.org. And the nonprofit is designed to share this knowledge, this ancient book of life that is the deck of playing cards. There's much more information on the spiritualnutrition.org site, and then there are a lot of free gifts there and free downloads that you can get and free reports. So if you want more free stuff, you can go there. Or my business website is the alexanderhamiltondunlop.com.
Great. We'll include those in the show notes. Alexander, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been life coach and entrepreneur, Alexander Hamilton Dunlop. Thank you again, Alexander, for joining us.
Thank you so much, David.
You've been listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by 10 Strategic Partners. Be sure to visit our website at smashingtheplateau.com and join our email list to hear many more great interviews like this one. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on iTunes by going to smashingtheplateau.com/iTunes. I'm your host, David Schreiner-Kahn, and we'll be talking again soon.